compete in the AFC North, you have to be willing to bloody your nose a little bit. This team is going to be built on toughness.
We're going to go out and get better every day.
The Mike Pettine Coaches Show, presented by Liberty Ford, begins now.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford here in the Mike Pettine Studios. We've got some accoutrement now. We've got a Browns helmet in front of us here. Coach, I got to talk about this Baltimore Ravens game. Obviously, as you talked about, a disappointing finish to that game. But what did you take out of that game that you can hope to build on going into Cincinnati?
The resilience of our group. I mean, this was a game where things didn't go well early, and we bounced back and a bunch of lead changes and fell behind, and there were times where our guys could have quit, especially after Josh McCown gets hurt, a guy that's been a leader for us, very inspirational on and off the field, and there was a chance for the kind of the air just to be let out with the team when that happened, and the guys rallied around Austin, and we ended up coming back and tying it up.
What has Josh McCown meant to this team? And I know he's just been placed on injured reserve, but what did you see from him? Because to me it seemed like the toughest, most kind of impressive, gave everything he had to this team over his time here.
It's hard to put that into words. That there's a value there when it's your quarterback and he's just one of your best guys and your toughest and embodies everything that's right about that position, whether it's from his preparation, how he is on the practice field, how he interacts with teammates in the locker room, and then that carries over to the field. He performed at a high level for us, and that makes this a bitter pill that he's played at a high level, and we're losing that play on the field.
Austin Davis came in, played well, 7 of 10, 77 yards, and a touchdown. You've named him your starting quarterback for this week. Was that a tough decision, and is that more reflective of still a punishment on Johnny, or just that you were so impressed with Austin?
No, I think it's more about Austin than necessarily about Johnny. I don't want to get into, he's being punished and how long is that going to last. Austin came into the game as the two. His number was called. He came out. He played well. And we all know these are both young quarterbacks that we need to see play as we look for answers at that position. We all know the circumstances with Josh and where he is in his career. And then now we have two young guys in the room that both have an NFL skill set that we need to see where they are and how that bodes for the future.
Is this a decision that Austin will start the rest of the season, or are you taking a more week-to-week approach?
No, we'll definitely as I talked to the quarterbacks today about it. It's tough to kind of think in the week-to-week mode, but just what our circumstances are, we have to be that way. So this decision was made for Cincinnati week, and come Sunday night, Monday morning, we'll hit the pause button again and reevaluate it.
For those who only got that brief glimpse of Austin Davis, you've gotten to see him in practice, obviously, all year long. What does he bring to the team?
Well, he is relentless in his preparation. I mean, I've walked by the quarterback room. It's in very odd hours to find him in there grinding on tape, and takes very detailed notes on opposing defensive coordinators and game plan and how to apply. And when it's easy to say to somebody, hey, prepare like a starter. I mean, he embodies that. And I think it showed the other night. From a physical standpoint, he's a good athlete. I think he's got a quick release. And I think he's got a stronger arm than most people give him credit for. You just look at the two throws to Travis, the one corner route that he hit right in front of our bench, and then the follow-up throw for the touchdown. I thought was a rope down the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Both impressive throws, and that's he's shown that in practice, and it's carried over for him.
Gary Barnidge has been one of the best stories on this team on the field, off the field, also very involved. Just got the nomination for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award for the Browns. What can you say about Gary?
Another, that's hard to put into words. I mean, you talk about play like a Brown, act like a Brown. He embodies everything that you would want in a player on and off the field. Another guy that's outstanding in his preparation. He just doesn't get through practice and then hope he can raise his level in the game. I mean, he works hard in practice.
So you've coached now against Cincinnati Bengals. Will be your fourth game against them. You've had three short weeks in your coaching career, all of them against the Cincinnati Bengals. When you go coming off the Monday night game, you had a short week the first time around. Is it easier the second time around to have this short week since it is a division opponent?
It is easier. Any time that you've game planned for somebody, especially the specialty situations, whether it's red zone, goal line, short yardage, most teams don't change a lot throughout the year. They might change some first and second down stuff or some different groupings, and their third downs will stay pretty similar conceptually in all phases. So you feel like you at least have the shell built for the game plan, and then you look at your game plan sheet. What did I call? What did I not call? So what can I carry over that still applies? And usually it's a good amount. And then you look at the game itself. What do we need to take out? What did we do well that we maybe can continue to do, but might have to dress it up a little bit? So it's a second time around, you have a generous head start.
Tyler Eifert obviously was a problem the first time around, and I noticed the Ravens played some what I would call the NFL equivalent of a box and one against Gary Barnage in the red zone. Is focusing on Tyler Eifert in the red zone where he leads the NFL in touchdowns going to be a big point of emphasis?
It is, but I think that's the strength of their offense is their depth and the number of weapons that they have. I think if you try to take you overdo it trying to take one away, you look at the skill set of the other guys that they have out there. Whether it's at running back, the wideout group to me is one of the deepest, one of the best in the league. So I think you have to be smart in how you do it. You got to present different looks and make them think he should go somewhere with the ball when actually you're cheating coverage that way. I think disguise is important because when you have so many options to go to, if one of them is glaring a weak point of the defense, that's where the ball is going to go. I think that's one of the reasons that Andy Dalton's having the year that he's had.
Sure.
That he does a good job of recognizing coverage. He knows where to go with the ball.
Recently, outside of the Arizona game, the Cincinnati Bengals defense has been absolutely locked down. Can you pull anything from what the Cardinals were able to do, given that you played against them, to try to game plan for Cincinnati, or is that just so Carson Palmer personnel dependent?
No, there's some things. There's some things conceptually that are there. You don't want to totally change your offense. And I mean, the Cardinals have a different group of skill players than we do, and sure, we're going to highlight what we do well. But anytime a team has success, and this is in any phase of the game, as coaches, you're always going to go back and look who's done well, whether it's defensively, offensively. And then you watch it and say, okay, was this just a talent thing, or were they just overwhelmed them, or are there some good things in there schematically? And that's on coaches. That's a challenge each week for us to pull that stuff out and decipher it.
All right, Coach, thank you so much. When we come back, we're going to go into the PNC Bank film breakdown, looking at Carlos Dansby's second pick six of the year. We'll also have the popular hashtag AskPet right after this on the Mike Pettine Coaches Show, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on News Channel 5.
The Mike Pettine Interview, brought to you by Elk and Elk.